This is a special Walking in London in between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Hey folks, Ben Cattaneo here. This is a walking in between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. A little bit of an experiment. Apologies for the sound quality, but I am outdoors. I wanted to share some thoughts with you about uncertainty and challenges, whether those challenges be personal, career, or athletic. In a few weeks, I will be running 46 kilometers, something called the 46 in 219. And what that is a little bit of a commemoration of 46 years of me taking a ride around the sun on planet Earth. And I don't know how it's going to go. It is a challenge. 46K is no joke. I'll be training. I haven't done a marathon for about 4.5 years, I think, last time I did a full marathon. So I don't really know how it's going to go or pan out, but it'll be very interesting. And I'll be raising money for three charities: Mind, the Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, and Médecins Sans Frontières. And as I train for this thing, I have been thinking about what happens when we attack or approach a challenge. And this has to do with certainty and uncertainty. And there's a kind of a magical moment that I like to call breaking the back of a challenge. And I'll explain that. If you're familiar with David Goggins, who is this ex-Navy SEAL, he talks about something called taking souls, I think it's what he refers to, taking souls. And I think what he means by that is removing the moments of doubt from others and what you can do. Breaking backs is a little bit similar, but the difference is that it's perhaps a little bit more of an internal type of a thing. And I think when we approach any challenge, there's four stages. There's sort of mental, physical, technical stages. Stage number one is you want to do something, but you don't know if you can do it. In fact, you think you can't do it. And then stage two is you think you might be able to do it, but you're not sure. Stage three is you think you can do it. And stages one to three are a bit of a continuum. So as you practice, as you train, you can move up and down those three stages, and you can have some doubt. You can be in stage three and then some doubt creeps in, you're back down to stage two or stage one. But when we move from stage three to stage four, that to me is what I call the breaking back moment, and it's pretty magical to me. I've had this when I've done loads of challenges. There's a point, stage four is you know that you will do this thing. You will do this thing. And it's a moment of, as I've mentioned, great calmness as well as confidence. And once you cross from stage three to stage four, you don't go back. You don't slide back down. Now, you still have to do the thing. You still have to do the challenge. And there are loads of things that could happen on the day that are not in your control that could prevent you from meeting the challenge, but you'll be doing so from a point of confidence and tranquility and calm. And I think what happens is that regardless of what happens, you know that you've gave it everything that you had. Now, back to my the 46 and 219 challenge. I'm not there yet, but I still have a few more weeks. It's on February the 17th. And we'll see what happens. But a message to you and I about something that, if there's something that you're trying to do, if there's a challenge you're trying to meet, the point at which you get to that breaking back moment is really all about persistence and just keeping your mind on what you're trying to do, plugging away, experimenting, pivoting. But at some point, you will know when you've broken the back of that particular challenge. So keep going and know that those little setbacks, they're normal. You slide up and down, but at some point you'll get to that, you'll get to that breaking back moment. So for me, this, the 46 and 219 challenge is a bit of a microcosm of that. So that is it for this little in-between episode. Before you go, if, as I mentioned, you are in London, check out the show notes. I've got a link to the 46 and 219 challenge, a link to the three charities I am raising money for. Those are MIND, the Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, and Médecins Sans Frontières. That is it for now. We'll be back with our next full episode next week. Until then, and as always, don't forget, risk is life.